We're back again. It's been a minute. I go by Manny with an IE, and here with me is who?
Orax. You know what Orax. It is.
Orax, Bob. Gang shit. I can't recall in Yankee. Maybe they do gang shit out here, my guy. Doing no gang shit.
Gang shit.
By the way, it's gang shit is at London, in case you're like, we don't do no gang out here. You're looking for his gang shit is in London.
Oh, Lord.
Go meet him right there. Go and recall him over there.
SC2, nigga. Let's go.
Start that where you're coming from, so that they will know that.
Yeah, nigga. Oh, God. Nice to be back.
Guy, can you say where you're from so that they will know? So that we're not joking here.
Hello,
where are you from?
L-O-N-D-O-N.
What's the name of your ends?
L-O-N-D-O-N.
You're not from London.
SC2, Southeast.
Okay.
Catch me. Yeah.
Catch me outside.
Catch me outside, fucking dickhead. Yeah. What are you on? I'm here.
I see less, They're coming. Oh, what I want to say. We're back again. It's been a couple of weeks actually. But is it up to a month?
It's a month.
Don't say. So we have to give you guys one more back. I know we've lost some fans, but we're gonna regain every one of you. On today's podcast, we have a little bit to catch up because some of your favorite guys already dropped. Mm. You know, we're always gonna go dim into it. First off, we're gonna speak about the latest feature, which is your boy.
Before you start, talk to us about where you were last.
Oh,
week.
Showdown Camp. Oh yeah. Shit,
you were Showdown at the Pioneers.
Camp. Yeah, they came. One thing I'll say about Showdown Camp is, first of all, the tour is nuts, 100% good. Maybe out of 10, I'm gonna give it 5.
Mm.
And that's to do with the location. Okay. And I understand their location because they know have that much fans. I think the problem with Showdown Camp is they didn't even put too much money in this, and I feel there's a little bit of like they didn't even expect to have the amount of fans
in North America.
Because the songs they even came through with, at some point they were even playing old Nigerian songs. Like, they were on the stage and they were playing old Nigerian. They were like, do you guys remember all of this? Just to while away the time. Because I get it, they were thinking maybe if they go straight into the raps, that people would not know their raps. But that's a lie, like, because, bro.
Why are you like, at the show?
Be honest, like, niggas were, like, singing word for their songs. I mean, a lot of people in the front were, they are the palm wine tappers. Mm. But like, people who at the back were singing their like show for like word to word, you know. And it was fire though. I mean, you know, to see Showdown Camp perform, I've always wanted to see that shit happen. I never thought it was going to even happen this fast, but you know, it happened. And it was okay. Like when they were doing a Big Tycoon, they didn't even sing Reminisce part or Mojo's part, which is like, to me, is the best part of the song. You know, nice. Yeah. So stuff like that, you know, and they didn't bring anybody out. They said they were supposed to bring Wani out, but Tech blamed Ghost for not bringing Wani out because he couldn't make it or something.
Hopefully they make it to London. No, we wait.
This is why it's Yankee culture. Yankee concert, they'll be giving us the bare minimum, I tell you, bro.
You guys need to up your levels, man.
I don't even know what's going on. Like, they used to give us bare minimum. In London, they will now start spazzing out and all that.
Yeah,
kind of
bro.
Shit.
We're expecting two Mia Gaffes of a show for us.
One bro, they will bring, I'm pretty sure they're going to bring everybody. Guy,
yeah. It's SDC bring and friends.
So, what's this one?
Guy, SDC last song.
They are mad.
Oh man, at least you had fun. That's the main thing. You had fun.
But one thing is, let me tell you guys one thing. Showdown Camp the hotel wave got what you call babes. I mean, babes. I'm talking about 9 over 10 type of babes.
Shorties.
Yeah, then the kilo D.
Tinks. Pink tinks. Yeah.
Pink things, they guy. Like, I've not been to a concert and I saw this type of like babes pulling up, guy. It was woo.
Hotel wave, you know what it do.
Yeah, that hotel. Here you get. Yeah, and by the way, show them camp people are short as they are short.
What, tech and like, ghost are short.
I'm telling you. I'm telling.
It don't look like that in the photos, man. Like,
oh, do you understand? Like, if you think that they are like 6 feet, I don't think those niggas are 6 feet, because like that one of them up and it was like, that guy looks like 5'10. Ghost looks 5'10. Yeah, I think tech should be 5'10 and a half.
Damn, all right. It's their persona. What they bring out, they look like tall niggas, man. They look like tall niggas.
Hell yeah.
Congrats to them, dude. It's not easy doing North American tour, man. It's not easy.
It's not easy, first of all. I mean, this is their first time, so we'll see how it goes now. We'll see how it goes.
We'll see.
So, jumping on, Buju just dropped. And by the way, before we even go to, let's just even talk about his shit first. He dropped an EP.
Yep.
It's called Bad Since 97, which means Buju is 25 years old.
Yeah.
He says, after coming of age on 2021, sorry I'm late, which is a whack EP.
Very whack. Trash production, trash lyrics, trash songs.
He says he released on the back of an unprecedented run of hit-making features and inescapable singles that established him as one of the Afropop's most talented singer-songwriters.
Okay.
Yeah, as in, that's all we can say. Okay. So this this EP has Juan Nicole, Ken, Kelly. He has Wizkid many ways.
Easy, bro. Baby.
This EP has Wizkid and the song is not pumping like that. The fuck?
Wizzy signed him off.
Bro. Buju has Olamide.
Yep. We saw the WhatsApp he sent to Olamide.
I didn't say it. What did he say?
Yeah, he was like, Bado, please, I would like if you can bless this song. Bado said, yeah, you know, Sabi said, I know they do that slow vibe love again, but for you, I go try do something. And yeah, let me go back to him, dropped it for him. Bang, this was like in January. Bang. So yeah, would you share it with us just to show that Bado is a stand up guy? Even prior to that, MI2, before we get to him, MI2 was like, Olamide, when he asked him to jump on the track, he said, sharp, Olamide, they replied, drop the verse for him, quick. So yeah, shout out to Bado.
So what did everyone say? Did you see Buju and
Ruga
fighting on the track? Like, those niggas. PR funny part. Even if it's not PR stuff, this is some dumb ass shit. Like, this is not like David taking on Goliath or some kind of shit. Like, both of you are just niggas by the side. Like, move your bullshit to the side. Do you understand? Like, it doesn't even worth.
Yeah, you guys aren't there yet. You're not there yet.
You guys are in. Do you understand? And I was telling somebody that Nigerian artists, there's no diversity in Nigerian music. And when I mean there's no diversity, they don't have like fans of their own that, okay, this is the type of music I like. This is the type of artist I like. Yep. It's not separated. Everybody is just going for that top 4/top 10 league. Oh, we're trying to find the person that's dropping the next hit.
Yeah.
Bro, this is music. You understand what I'm saying? There's like at some point in your musical career, after you've dropped the hit and you're an hit maker, at least you have one or two hits.
Fans.
Do you understand? Focus on your fans, broaden your horizon.
Yeah,
you don't need to fight for that top.
That's why those guys aren't making money like that. It's the people that, or the artists that don't have like general fans that are making the big piece. For example, I always say this guy, Flavor get his fans. And Flavor is making performing. Flavor is not someone you joke around with in the industry, man.
never. Flavor. I said flavor.
Flavor.
I might have just thought about it. Flavor. It's not no fucking flavor.
It's flavor.
Bro, it's flavor. Shit. Man, just.
Your head is fat. Flavor.
Yo. Flavor has his whole territory. Like, he has that whole eastern side unlock. Then he's grabbing. Once he drops those heat for us, like, you carry the southwest also. That's not what I'm saying. Yeah. And this nigga's one of his greatest eats is a eat that anybody from any culture can understand. That Ashewo song.
Yeah.
Once that song, that's an evergreen song in the whole Nigerian or African music market. It's gonna last forever.
The gas player. Waka waka baby. Hey.
Do you understand? Like, that's a representation of what African music is. And that's what I'm saying. This guy has broadened his horizon. So it's like his music is like a, who doesn't know flavor? Do you understand? Like, south, north, east, west. That guy is not fighting with you people to be the number one.
He ain't got time for that. He's making money. He's busy making money.
Easy. You understand what I'm saying? Like, Asake just came now. This Asake guy, you can tell that this guy just wants to make music. Do you understand? Dropping it back to back. But you
don't care about all this.
They are comparing him with
top something on Apple Billboard bullshit. Nah, as I guess, trying to drop bangers that's going to be heard in the club and it's going to be hot.
Do you understand? And you guys are comparing him with Narimali, which is one of the most like fucked up comparisons.
We don't do that. Influence is different from music. I don't know why people like anytime someone is doing well, comparison will just enter.
I don't know. I can't wait for Twitter. They should start charging them to use Twitter. So these people stop making.
That they can get the fuck out.
I swear to God, bro. I swear to God, man. You guys can't be giving us dumbass opinions for free.
See which run was better? The fuck you mean which run was better? Like, what are you talking about? Like, damn.
Facts. Moving on.
Like I said, moving on. So Buju, I mean, do better.
Buju, I've not heard the EP yet. What do you think about the EP when you heard it?
Personally, I think the production is better than Sorry I'm Late. I would say that the production is better than Sorry I'm Late. I enjoyed the songs more than Sorry I'm Late. Maybe because Sorry I'm Late was so bad. When I heard this, it's like, oh wow, you actually made an improvement. But
I mean, it's
a mid-EP. It's a mid EP. It's nothing to shout about and try and say, because I saw him tweeting that, oh, my benchmark is Burner Boy. I need albums. Like, bro, you haven't even dropped an album yet.
Right.
Drop an album, not an EP. All these 7-7 songs, it only takes you so far, man. Drop an album. You understand what I'm saying? So,
right.
I still feel he has a lot of work to do. Keep on with the features, because that's what you're generally good at. So, yeah. We will see, but for this EP, it was mid. It was just.
But let's move on.
Yeah,
let's move on. Fireboy dropped an album. He dropped his third studio album, and this album has big ass features.
Yes,
you know, this is a 14-track album. He has the likes of our boy Asake.
Yeah.
Hero, yeah. You remember Hero from YMCMB though?
Yep. Papaya,
yeah. He has Shen C and Chris Brown in Diana. He has Rema. I expected this Rema song to be like the number one song in Nigeria.
Nah.
He has Ed Sheeran.
Of course.
You know, those are the list of me. So what do you think about the album? I enjoyed it. Awesome.
I enjoyed it, yeah. Because it's one of those albums that is going to stick with me in a certain sense, because I was on the plane when I listened to it. I was about to land, actually. I said, okay, let me turn on this album. What did you say?
The lander.
Yeah, I was about to land. And certain songs, you know, when you hear certain songs, like, you just remember where you are. So songs like Adore with Euro and So Free, they came out to me. I was like, damn, like, yeah, I like the feel of this album. I wouldn't say it's an improvement from
nothing can be an improvement from the first season. Nothing can be an improvement from that. So I'm happy with the features. I think he blended well with whoever he got on a particular song. As you said, I was kind of disappointed with the Rema one. I thought it was going to be like, yo, these two big heavyweights are coming together. But yeah, overall, if I'm to give it a number, I'll give it like a 6 or 7. It was okay. Like, it shows that he's consistent in his art. It wasn't bad.
Right.
It wasn't bad. So he's consistent. And that's very hard to be consistently like all right there. So yeah, like,
got a few hits. What about you?
Yeah, I felt the album was calm. I mean, this is an album you can play while you're cooking, cleaning the house, and you're not going to skip anything, literally, or you just have your earphones on.
It
and,
flows
you
know, well.
Yeah, it flows well. It's not top-notch, but then it's not bad at all.
It's not bad, man, yeah.
Moving on, Omale dropped an album called this Boy Alone. By the way, this is Omale's debut album.
Yes,
album. It is 14 tracks also. What do you think about this album?
Mixed emotions. I've only listened to it once. I haven't gone back to it from the first listen. If I was in a sad mood, this album will hit. From the first listen, I was like, if I'm in a particular mood, this album will make sense. You know what I'm saying? Just listening to it, last song with no emotion, with no vibe, it was all right. I liked a few songs on there, like I and I'm a Mess, but the shouts I'm seeing on Twitter or for like, this is the album of the year. I don't know about that. Personally, I don't know about album of the year, because if this is album of the year, number one, as you said, most of the albums were not good this year, and number two, standards have kind of dropped. But yeah, I'll keep on listening to the album to see if my mind gets changed. But yeah, Omale did. I don't think this is his best.
You don't think it's his best? I really enjoy the album though.
I think he has more to offer for us. I need to listen to it again. So I'm not.
You need to
listen to it more than me. So yeah.
You need to. I enjoyed that album. It was cool, calm. It's an album that, I mean, the first time I heard it, I didn't like it though. I thought it was just because I was like, what the fuck is this guy saying? But then again, when I calmed myself down, I was like, this is a good album, to be honest. It's a nice album, nice, lovely album. I mean, someone said he makes music for depressed people. And
yeah,
like,
sad boys. Yeah.
For sad boys, which is a little bit true. Shout out to Malay still. Shout out to Malay.
Baraka's finest.
Baraka's finest.
One of the boys.
Moving on. Jackie from Ghana dropped an EP called My Diary. It is 6-track EP from Sony Music Entertainment, West Africa. He has only 2 features, which is Davido and Songbird. So, have you heard the EP?
I wasn't listening to 1 song from the EP.
I didn't even know she dropped an EP until.
Yeah, I listened to 1 song from the EP.
I mean, Jackie's a good vocalist though, but still, shout out to her. As she dropped something. Then moving on, YG dropped an album, which is YG 2.0. And by the way, how do you know that's not what to say?
Yeah, I know you like, I can read you like a book, bro.
He is the best vocalist in the entire Africa. Nobody can tell me nothing. Best female vocalist, nobody's standing next to this woman. Come and argue it with the gods.
Bring your vocalist.
I'm telling you, bro. This woman, because one thing you need to understand is a lot of your hits that are like legendary hits and they have like a female voice on it, Wajay's voice has been that voice. And nobody knew she's the one that took that
nobody
part.
Nobody knew, yeah.
Do me, do me, do me. P-Square's Do Me, one of P-Square's biggest songs. top three biggest song they have. That was our voice. That was Waje's voice.
Alternative radio. We're giving you facts, yo.
Vectors, eh? I see you, and I see you move your waist. What's the name of that song? Shiga. That was Waje's voice.
Even the ones you know.
Even the ones, bro.
Smash.
Yeah. Come on now. This woman. And I feel, to me, I think she doesn't get the flowers she deserves.
Nah, she doesn't.
Are you joking? Waje in a the day I respected her was when she dropped this song. Oh, I wish you, I wish you, I wish I didn't have heart.
Bro,
that's the only stone way they inside.
That song, yeah. That song. Sometimes I look at this song, I was like, how did that blow? How? Because it's like, she got it to a T. Because it's like, songs like that are not meant to blow in Nigeria, but she made it blow.
I remember when this woman came on social media and was like, bro, she doesn't want to sing anymore because she's not appreciated the way, which is facts, bro. Which is big facts. You know, this woman is not a woman that puts her body out there like that. This is just a woman that wants to just make good music, you know. And that goes back to what I was saying about diversity. Like, people like this woman, people like Brymo, these people are art, they are musicians. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, they will sing from the. But I was listening to this Brymo's Market Square song. I watched him, bro. I watched Brymo perform Market Square live, and I was like, this is like, they were not playing any song at the back. And I thought they were like playing song at the back. Like, I was like, bro, is it just like lip singing, or is like this nigga's voice
in it?
Like, it's literally the same as what it sounds like through your phones. People they sing for that Nigeria.
People they sing, man. People they sing. It's not about hits all the time.
Bro. It's not about hits.
Waje 2.0.
Moving on. Waje's former boyfriend, allegedly. Am I? The guy?
I wouldn't say boyfriend, but yeah. Former situationship. Yeah. Friends with benefits. Yeah.
Nigga, there's no fucking no friends with benefits. I beg. We were dating, or we were not dating. MI dropped is supposedly last.
He's a liar.
Body of work. That's what he said. He said this is last body of work. So he dropped a 12 EP track because
it's not an album. I thought he said it's an album.
Is it an album? I don't think it's an album.
MI said it's an album.
MI said it's an album? Well, go with what MI says. It's an album. MI says an album. 12 songs on this album. It has Nas. It has Olamide.
Bado.
It has Lord Vinyl. Dunk Mighty.
Yes, so.
It has Osi Grace, which I think Osi Grace's voice is... He has one to call.
WC.
He has Fino and the Caveman.
Fino Fino.
He has Chills. He has Tommy O'War. By the way, Tommy O'War was in Atlanta also. And I didn't even see her though. But I heard her call her name, but I didn't know who she was. He has Buju Benson. And he has Ice Prince and Jesse Jacks.
Oh, man, Ice Prince and Jesse Jacks, Chocolate City reunited.
I know, right? Which of these songs did you feel? What do you think about this album?
Man, I liked it. Because I know they give 10 albums. I've noticed. There's always a group of songs in the albums that you're like, damn. Because he takes his time with things, you understand?
Right.
Like, he takes his time, even though he's a rapper. It takes his time. Each song, you know that it wasn't rushed. It's like, yes, this is what I want to do with this track. This is what I want. You understand what I'm saying? Like, right. You know, with Olamide and Nas. Like, bro, he called Badu and he called Nas. It was like, yeah, bro. Like, maybe rap.
That's yeah, that was like a dope track, though.
Maybe rap. Love song with Wande Coe. WCZ, love song. Like, when last someone called Wande Coe, man, do love song.
Right.
You understand? He was like, you know what? Let me take it back a bit. Because when they cool, people seem to forget. Now, love song, when they cool, this thing. Love. Mm. Taboo. What's that one? Don't forget that one. Apart from Kiss Your Hand, he had one as well. That love. Now, babe, when they cool, they really talk about. Now, babe. Now, babe. And he came with Fino and Caveman again. That East Connect.
Mm.
And obviously, apart from Buju, any song that Caveman is in, it's always a nice song.
It's always just a lovely song.
It's always Buju. It's only Buju's one that didn't bang like that. And obviously, with the Chocolate City Boys, like, their chemistry is just there. And I'm happy that song is there, because it's like, back in the days, that's a normal occurrence. You see my Ice Prince, you see that, you're like, okay, cool. But seeing that now, it's like, damn, like, that era is actually gone, man. Like, it was good seeing it. It brought back a lot of memories. It brought back a lot of memories. So, yeah, I enjoyed the album.
Yeah, it was a lovely album. I enjoyed so many songs. Like I said, that OC Boys verse.
Yeah.
That was a beautiful verse. Shout out to MI for giving us something cool and calm and collected.
Mm.
We're going to move on to the last but not the least. King Promise.
King Promise.
King Promise from Ghana.
Yeah.
He dropped an album which is called Five Star.
Mm.
It has features like Omalay 10 Toes. That was a dope ass song. He has Eddie One. He has Frenna. He has Panto Rankin. He has the Western Boys. And he has Bisa Kede. And by the way, he has Chance the Rapper and Vic Mensa. What do you think about this album? Because I've never heard it.
It's a King Promise album. It's not out there, but if you know King Promise and you like most of his songs, you like this album. It's nothing right. That's gonna blow your brains away. If you are not a King Promise fan before, I think it's something you should listen to. It will give you like a vibe of what is on, you understand? Especially right. With some of the features. You understand what I'm saying? That one right. With Bisa Kede, yeah. That carry me go. So he's one of those Ghanaian artists that is like, is really deep entrenched in his culture. Like, from the way the sounds, the way Baba would mix a bit of tree there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I thought Misapo there featured himself with day, but that's, we didn't get that. But yeah, as you said, Ten Toes is that collab is solid. It's a solid song. Ten Toes solid.
Shout out to them, man. Shout out to African music as is, you know, progressing. You know, shout out to every one of them. We're happy for them. And you know, we'll continue to give you more content as they are dropping.
Yes,
so our last segment of the show. Who are you feeling now? Three artists that you're feeling now. What are they?
Like, people have obviously heard of him. He's been popping. And if
who's that?
You know, I think you know. You must have heard of him.
What's his name?
Odumodu. You never heard
of him? Odumodu. I'm waiting for that song with Latan, man.
Odumodu. His AI popped off. Like, people have heard of him. We've known of him. But recently, the guy has popped off.
You know what Odumodu reminds me of?
Mm.
That's all that. It reminds me of this guy from Burna Boy's former record label.
Ozone.
No.
I know you're talking about.
What's his name? What's his name? Aristocrat. That Aristocrat record. Yeah. Reminds me of. What's his name?
Igbo guy that has a song with Kama.
Igbo guy like this, yeah.
That has a song with Kama.
Why is his name off my head like this?
I will remember him before we finish. I will remember.
There was Mojid, there was Ozone, yes. There was Kama, Pucado.
Pucado, that's the Pucado.
Yeah, it was Pucado. It reminds me of Pucado, man.
Damn.
It reminds me of Pucado.
Cardo, damn, that's bringing back memories, man. Shit.
By the way, I think there's an album coming up by Native Sound System. Native Sound System.
Is it like a collaboration album?
There's an album already by Native Sound System. There's a compilation album by Native World. Sorry guys that we have to quickly go back to this. It's a 15 track. It has shows. Okay, there's Mr. Shows and this one is Shows. There's Shows and the Cavemen.
Okay, this one is alright.
Yeah, this one is Shows and Bloody Civilian. There's Obongjaya, TZ,
NSG, fucking hell.
Touch Wedding Ring, Odunsi, Budge, Wani.
This is a packed one. This is basically an alternative radio album.
I'm telling you, Joyce Olong, Solis, and Alpha Azanti.
Cruel Santino.
There's Lambskin, Iron Star. That's crazy.
Niggas go like check
YP,
this.
Pretty Boy. Damn. There's Gabzi.
Fucking hell.
Thank God it's Friday. There's Zira. There's S Go. There's Tochi Bedford. Oh my, this is
SL Mason. Oh, come on.
Dito Black. Honest. Show them Camp. Nox TZ. Damn.
Go check this out, guys. Go check this out. This
Cruel
is
Santino.
This is
Alpha basically. P, Lady Donley.
This is alternative radio.
I mean, I've heard Wedding Ring. That's a dope ass song though, but yeah, I liked it. That's okay. That's good, man. That's good. Shout out to all these guys, man. Shout out to them. DRB Last Giddy holding these sounds down, bro. So going back to what we're saying, you said Odumodu, what else are you feeling again?
That's all for now. Odumodu, I know. You don't like him, but I like this guy. Sean. S-H-O-N. Sean.
How do you know I don't like him?
Because I sent you his song and you said Sky.
Oh. I mean, that song was in...
Sean, but yeah. Guys, keep doing your thing. Those are the two people that have been popping on my end. What about you?
On my end, I got Canned Beats.
With Canny Beats.
Canny Beats.
Okay.
Do For Me. I think that's all I have because everybody else is popular. Ogranya's Brenda. By the way, bro, Ogranya dropped an EP now. Ogranya dropped an EP called
Ogranya.
Not even an EP. It's called is an album called Festival of this. Well, this guy is
Ogranya.
Mad. Because it's an EP. Calls it an album.
Song.
Yeah, it's a sick song. EP has Johnny Drill, Mologo, Gonzalo Black, and Molly. Y'all should check Ogranya. That guy's song is dope. He's a good artist. If we were still dropping songs at the end of
we would have played one of the songs for you.
We would have played Brenda. I'm still gonna play out. I'll play out on my system. Y'all should listen for a couple of minutes. And this is how we're gonna go back. Morax, all goodbye song, Abby. What farewell message do you have to say for people before I play my Brenda?
Keep listening to alternative radio. Giveaway coming soon. Playlist coming soon.
Christmas
visuals coming soon. Just watch this space. Watch this space.
Say less. Shout out to my real people.
Yeah.
All right, now thanks for listening.